work.
Great. Thank you guys. So thank you all so much for being here. This is going to be maybe a little bit different town hall because we're just trying to come up with an idea to possibly solve some of our issues with contact lists. So could we get started, please, with the ACA Serenity Prayer? So we'll open with a moment of silence, followed by the prayer. Higher power.
That is God. Serenity. We serve the people. I cannot change.
Courage
to change. I can. And wisdom to know.
That one is me. So our contact list has become very difficult and burdensome to build, as well as open to misuse. We currently have no trusted servant willing or able to create a new list on a regular basis. Additionally, the list is so large, it's difficult to find the right person. We are here today to brainstorm, to ask and answer questions, and possibly craft a motion for the SMR group conscience decision on this. The general guidelines are: to be called upon to speak, please use the digital hand raise function, and I will call on you to ensure everyone has an opportunity to speak. And we're such a small group, I don't think we'll have too much problem here. Shares are limited to 2 minutes, followed if needed by a brief silence if there's something that we need to sit and take in. Don't interrupt anyone speaking, even with chats. And please model emotional sobriety so as to avoid disruptions by showing up as your best self, tending to your inner children or reactive critical parent, speaking when your loving parent is in charge, and remember, it's okay to disagree, but not okay to be disrespectful. Wait for your second share again. We're small. That probably is not going to be too much of an issue. And if you have a complaint, if you could follow the format when I observed this, I felt this because I needed this. And would you be willing to help us better absorb what you're thinking and feeling? The commitment to service and our traditions. Our health and safety at this meeting is a shared responsibility. We're guided by the steps, traditions, concepts, and commitment to service. Our first tradition says our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on ACA unity. The commitments to service remind us to place principles before personalities, to be willing to forgive ourselves and others for not performing perfectly, to be mindful to not use service to act out old behavior, including taking care of others, controlling, being a victim, etc. Call for service. At this meeting, since we are recording this, we only need a timekeeper. If someone could just time our shares to about 2 minutes and then let us know 5 minutes before the meeting, you know, like 9:55, that we've got 5 minutes left. Would someone like to volunteer for that?
I'll be glad to. This is Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. And everybody, if you've got your timers up from the meeting, then you can time yourself for 2 minutes. And as I said, we're a small group, hopefully not contentious, and we will be able to move through this pretty easily. So I have some notes. I'd like to give you a little bit of context on the contact list. So I'm going to try and do a new share and just share my notes with you on that. Let's see. Or maybe not. Oh, there they are. There they are. Okay. Just still not seeing the right one, right? Okay, I'm going to stop my share. I'm just going to talk.
Wait, we saw something. It said contact list.
Contact list issues?
Something.
So it said started when there was fewer than 100 members.
It didn't change on my screen. So let's try that again. S'il vous plaît. All right, let's go back and see if I can share that. Okay. No, you're seeing contactless issues? Okay.
Yeah. I say history.
Well, history.
Yes. Okay. And
current status.
Great. All right. So contactless was created when we were probably about 50 members. And it was in our MailChimp account, which at that time was a free account. And it was fairly easy to create a contact list that people could see from the website. When we reached our maximum number on that MailChimp account, we upgraded our MailChimp, and now we can have up to 1,500 names on that contact list. And the current contact list has about 800 names on it. It's a giant list. Twice we have tried to cut down the size of the list by sending out emails and asking people, do you still want to be on this contact list, on our email list? Could you take your name off? But neither one of those was particularly successful. For some reason, we seem to have a problem with people understanding that they are in charge of their information on our contact list and our mailing list, and they can change it via the update your preferences on any email that comes from us. We're currently still using that MailChimp list. It costs us about $750 a year. That is for our mailing list, which I think is still a reasonable cost. Because we send out, you know, a mailing every couple of months, and we have a 65% open rate generally on our emails, which is a phenomenal open rate. And it means that we really do have people who are engaged in knowing what's going on in our meeting. But to create this list, the person who does this has to be rather tech-savvy, because first of all, you have to take a particular subset of our mailing list. You have to export all the information, because MailChimp doesn't allow you to just choose which particular columns of information. So everything that's exported. Then you have to take out all the columns that you're not going to use. Then you have to search for anyone who says, don't contact me by my phone. And you have to see if they listed their phone number and take those out by hand. That's, you know, sometimes 20, 30 people. And you really want to make sure that you're not giving out phone numbers of people who don't want their phone numbers used. The list is then alphabetized by first name. And it has to be set up in a way that a PDF can be created that people can actually read. Then both the PDF and the Excel sheet are posted onto the website. So this is why we only did it every other month, because it's, you know, it's a fairly time intensive thing to do this. Is the contact list still being used? As far as I can tell, it is. In the last 30 days, 137 people have viewed that contact list. And that is a list that is 6 months old now, and still people are looking at it. In the last 90 days, 588 views. In the last 365 days, 2,624 views. So people are looking at it. How useful it is, I don't know. We created that little flip book after the kerfluffle with somebody using our mailing list to use the contact list to send out a personal email. And so we created a flip book so that the emails could not be downloaded. And even that, which is not a very useful way to view the information, in my opinion, it's still being looked at 100 times a month. So the possible solutions that I see, and then we're going to open it up, are to stop using a contact list completely and just have people chat to each other in the room and ask directly, Would you mind me talking with you? To toss the current contact list and start a new one in MailChimp, completely new. And I believe we could do that with a separate form and keep those two groups separate, but don't quote me on that. To have a trusted servant who possibly handles contact requests. So only one person would have a list and they would, you know, be the point person, maybe hand that list out when someone says, I would like to know who's willing to sponsor. Or have a completely different application for a members directory, which is possible both in our website to allow people to become users on our website and then have a membership directory if you are a user, that you can find out who else is in that directory. But those are fairly expensive, at least twice what we're paying for MailChimp. And you need somebody to administer it. So that's the sort of where we are right now. I'm also would like to put in the chat a link to a previous survey that was done. That was done by Joy when she was the communications person. And that will show you a little bit about what people were thinking. I don't remember when that was done, probably about six months ago. Just in case you want to take a look. In that survey, the question was, do we still need a contact list? And it was evenly split. So there are some suggestions that we start anew or that we get rid of it completely. So if anybody has experience with another group that has a contact list that works, that would be great to know. And now I just want to sort of open it up to discussion. Got any ideas, guys, where we should go with this? Hi, David. Thanks. Hi, David.
Hi, Wendy. Good to see you. Thank you for your service. I've set my timer for 2 minutes. I'm just going to think in terms of concrete examples because the technology confuses me. So I'm just thinking, I'm thinking of an old in-person meeting where we had papers that we passed around and it was a contact list and people wrote their names on it. And using that that analogy, it sounds like what we have now is like opening up a folder and there's a whole bunch of old frayed pages with lots of names all in it and it's not organized as well as we'd like and so forth. And so I wonder, my question is it possible to take everything that we have now? And I understand that maybe technology concerns that I can't figure out right now, but just this is my question, to take all the stuff that we have now and put a date on it and say, this is what we have as of this date and put it in one spot. And then every month or every quarter or every year or something like that, have another list that we start that we pass around. And that's for that month or quarter or year or whatever, or half year, whatever we want. And then when that time period is up, let's just say for simplicity's sake, let's say it's per year. At the end of that year, we put that aside and that goes like in the next, it goes above, you know, like we have in the box, we have the big old, you know, list of old stuff like we have that's dated today. And then it goes from today to a year to today. And, you know, and that's that list. And then we start new ones for the coming year. And each year we do that. And it's made very clear that this is for this from whatever, just say January 1st to December 31st of this year. And then we just do that every year. And I wonder if that's too complicated. And then people, yeah, I guess that's my point. That's my time too. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thanks for the question. And I'm going to suggest maybe should we open the time to 3 minutes? Because I don't know whether these are technical questions and does it give us time if we just do 2 minutes? Would that be amenable to people to say take 3 minutes? Yes. Okay. Thank you. I've got some thumbs up. Thank you so much. Okay, great. David, it, absolutely, that is possible. In MailChimp, they give you a date when information was input. So we could, you know, continually take things out. Again, it's the administration. We don't have anybody right now, even in the position of communications co-secretary. And as I said, to do that, someone needs to be fairly tech savvy. But I'm keeping it as a you know, here's something that might help. So, and then again, that's why we're recording everything today too, because I don't want to lose any ideas of how we might do this. Yeah, hi, Birgit, how are you?
Hello, Wendy. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I try to make it short. I have two things I want to say. I'm one of the persons who has used the contact lists, and I had some thoughts about that how to maybe organize it so it's easier to use. So if you want to, the person in charge can contact me when it maybe will be restructured or reorganized. I have actually a past in computing and programming, so I would be happy to offer my organizing services. I have some ideas. That was the first thing. And the second thing is that maybe it would be a good idea to bring to people's attention that it's possible to have an email which is exclusively for 12-step purposes. So it feels less, so being in a contact list feels safer and really anonymous. I think a lot of people don't know that they can make like a kind of ACA email in Gmail. So I just wanted to say these two things. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Birgit. I think on the website somewhere, it does suggest that people create an email specifically for their 12-step work. But if not, it is a good idea to do that. I haven't talked very much about what happened with our email list, why we took down the PDF and put up a flipbook, because someone mined the emails and sent out an email on a, you know, sort of a related subject, but still someone did not have permission to use all of our emails, and they did that. It wasn't actually the first time that something like that had happened. A couple of years ago, we had a complaint from someone who said, I think my email has been used from this list to do somebody's marketing stuff to me. So having our emails out there in public does open us up to misuse. And especially because our list now is 800 people strong, you know, you can sell email lists. So it's very easy for anybody to come to the meeting, get the list, sell it for marketing purposes. Okay, Jane H., hi, how are you?
Hi, fine. I'm late, so this might have already been said. But I have an idea that if we put a date on the day that we put our name on the list, perhaps it could expire in a year or whatever length of time the group decided. And then you could continue to put it on if you want to continue to be available, because there's so many. I've got to think that there are a lot of expired personages and people and participants. So that's my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Jane. Jim.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I just wanted to refer to what Birgit had brought up about anonymity. And indeed, it's under, I think it's in the newcomer section. Under anonymity, we do suggest that people have a separate recovery email account. But it would make sense to repeat that message somewhere on the sign up for contact list, a form or space. Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, Birgit, come on back.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. I think that really makes sense to repeat important stuff. I actually, I have a question also, because I've been wondering lately, sometimes, like, I am on Facebook also, and sometimes Facebook proposes me whether I know people, which are people from the meeting, and I only know their first name, and I get very surprised, and I don't know technically how this can happen, whether it's via the contact list, or I don't know. So, like, as far as anonymity is concerned, do you know anything about that?
I don't. That's the first time I've heard that, and that's very upsetting to me. So, yeah, once again, this is sort of why we're here, is that anonymity is absolutely vital. And we really want people to be able to contact each other, but it's got to be safe. Our information has to be safe. So, and I did not know anything about Facebook doing that. So it's a good thing to look into.
Maybe it's not such a big issue in the States, but I live in a small country in a public position.
Yeah.
So it's really vital with anonymity.
Can I ask for a show of hands of people who have used the contact list in the last 6 months? Anybody in here actually used it? If you want to raise your hand. Ah, Jen. Okay, so you have used it in the last 6 months.
Yeah. May I take a little share?
I was going to say, do you want to share sort of how that was for you?
Yeah, sure. I don't have my watch on me, so if you could time for me, I don't want to go over time, please. Or I'll try to keep it short. I'll just keep it short. I these are two issues that I feel very strongly about. I feel really strongly about the anonymity, but I also feel I feel strongly about keeping the contact list, because I personally am extremely shy, and it's, I just, knowing it's there, I have a hard enough time just using a contact list. But I have gotten numbers through the chat, but I've also reached out through the chat. And I know for myself, I've probably missed people reaching out to me, just not seeing it on my phone, or just not understand. You know, you just, it's a lot, there's a lot up to chance of someone even catching it in the chat. Or responding in time before it's taken down, whatever. I could offer, I'm obsessed with Excel just on my own. So I could help out in that area, but I don't know how. I can convert some things to PDFs, but I'm not like a tech person. I'm an artist who just likes using Excel. And so, so I'd be willing to like work with someone if it goes that way, and trying to, one of the things you mentioned about like culling the list or whatever, I wouldn't mind. I'd be happy to help out in that way if it comes to that. But yeah, I'm not tech savvy enough to understand. There needs to be a way to protect people's anonymity, out there in the world. But I also really appreciate the contact list, and I hope we do keep it in some way. I really liked David's suggestion. I'm open to many suggestions, but I hope we do keep it in some way.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you, Jen. What I'm hearing right now is that the contact list clearly is an important piece of our meeting that we need to maybe just clear the contact list now and start anew, and then make it a yearly thing. If you want to be on the contact list this year, you must sign up again, something like that. And then we're going to call on Jen to fix that Excel spreadsheet twice every 2 months, right? So that's maybe possible. I think what I'm looking for is something that we can maybe make a motion to the group conscience, like at least that we can get comments from people like saying that will never work or we need something more. So just be thinking of how would you craft a motion to get what we feel the group as a whole needs. And Chelsea, great. Let's hear from you.
Hey y'all, good morning. Chelsea, adult child who's become my unloving parent. I was in the breakout room, so I may have missed this conversation, could have already been had. So just, you know, let me know and I'll yield. This could be a lot to ask. And I don't want to put any more like things on other trusted servants, but I have found the WhatsApps really profound. And, you know, the way I'm an admin of a few, and it's just a really great way to be able to easily contact people and just post in the WhatsApp looking for outreach and anybody can respond. I don't know if that would be something that we'd be interested in having available for our SMR community, just because all my other really big meetings, we have it and it's really, really great. And it's not like difficult. And our numbers, when they change, nobody has to change it. It automatically changes in the WhatsApps. So I don't know if that could be a possibility. And all we'd have to do is have somebody create it and people can join as they please. It wouldn't be anybody putting numbers into a spreadsheet or anything like that. I have found them, they've been really great for me in my recovery. I'm not going to say that's for everybody. I don't know. But anyway, that could really be a cool alternative. And keep the phone list. And then also keep it to where it's only being edited every whatever that looks like. So that can still be there. It's just, yeah, those WhatsApps are really, really cool. So anyway.
Thank you for that, because I hadn't thought of, you know, a WhatsApp. I know there's a WhatsApp right for trusted servants. Or tech host, there's a tech host. I don't know, because I'm sort of like out of that loop right now. But that sounds to me like it could be a separate motion to ask the group if it wants a WhatsApp list or a WhatsApp group chat. Does that sound reasonable? I mean, right now I'm trying to just figure out what do we do about the contact list that we have. But that also might be another resource that we want to look into. So I'm going to move on. Thank you, Chelsea. I'm going to move on to Cody.
Hey there. I've just been keeping a list of pros and cons as we go along. And the pros are that we've explored have been that it can be helpful for people who are shy to reach out in the meeting or catch the chat, which I understand it's a distraction from the meeting sometimes, and the timing of the chat. And so the pros side is that if we're shy, or it's a way for people with an afterthought or desire to reach out to fellow travelers. And we have evidence that it is used 2,600 times in the past year. And so it's being seen, and yet we're not sure what's behind each one of those views. What kind of motivation is behind? Is it just browsing, or it could be anything? Who knows? Infinite. And then the on the con side, the public part of it. The emails having been used for marketing, everyone is free to create a program only email for themselves, and technology is cumbersome for many, even to create an email. And so it does require real effort to make an anonymous email and avoid. It's been used for marketing, been used for nefarious purposes. And then it must have a position. It must have a trusted servant to maintain. And that would be consistent. The list remains consistent, and trusted servants serve their time and may or may not recommit, re-up their commitment. So, and the program anonymity, which is kind of the golden rule, is compromised. And so I'm just leaving kind of jotting down these pros and cons. And I would vote, my vote to be clear would be to do away with the contact list, large, cumbersome, not sure why it's being used, how it's being used. And the two strong swayers for me are, one, that a person must commit to a time frame and a job. And my experience is that it's not easy to get savvy volunteers to serve in the program all across the board. So that seems almost like an unrealistic job to have a consistent, reliable over time, to maintain that old notebook of crumbled pages and that yearly turnover. And then what was the other one? The service slot, and then the anonymity is sort of the umbrella of safety for which the whole world organization sits in ACA meetings. So I would vote. I too belong to many WhatsApp ACA groups, and it's very good. And it's almost self monitoring as spam or inappropriate or offensive, etc. It doesn't seem to take that commitment of service. So for the proposal on the table, I would, but just for the purposes of clarity and conciseness, I would submit a proposal to, and I'm not doing this, but in clear terms, when we get to that point, I would submit that we do away with it and move to WhatsApp and try that as changing with the times.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you. We'll, because I'm not a big WhatsApp user, I'm going to ask some questions later on about that, but I'm going to go on to Jim now. Thank you, Cody.
Yeah. Hi. You were asking about like how to formulate a motion, and what I would suggest is that it be written like we move, you know, the members of that that join the town hall meeting move that the policies and practices around our contact list be adopted as outlined in the background. So the motion would be to just like, rather than spell everything out in the motion, just the motion is yes or no on the information that's developed and outlined in the background. Does that make sense?
No, I'm not exactly in the background of what? What?
Well, that's the thing. You know, that's what we're, the background would say, the history has been this. You know, we are now X number of people. And because of that, we would like to have an annual list. You know, and if we want to continue with, down that line, my suggestion would be to one, see if it's possible to look back and when do most people join the contact list? If it's possible to get a general idea, like they all come in January or September or whatever. No? Okay. So then I would say we pick September as like a back to school kind of thing, as opposed to New Year, because there's so much going on in December. I would say start a new list September 1 and retire the old list October 1 and put in whatever's been compiled in September as the new list. So during the month of September, people re-sign up, mm-hmm. and then it's open. So we're never without a contact list. And after a month, we retire the old one and bring in the new one.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I think that's possible. And I think also that we need stronger language on the whatever form we use that says, you know, you are responsible for your own information here. We cannot protect it. It's going to be public. We suggest you do, you know, like create a new Gmail account that's just for this. Maybe we can even have a link to some video on how you do that for people. But that would certainly help in terms of having to go through that list and do so much management of the list. It will be considerably smaller each year. And we can send out an email from the email list that says, we're clearing the list every year. If you want to be on it, you specifically have to sign up every year. And then people can take their names off that list as they want to. But most people sign up for the list when they come in to ACA, to our meeting for the first time. And also, you got to remember the script says, if you want to be on our contact list, here's the link. And so people come in, they go to a few meetings, they're like, yes, I want. So that contact list will grow through the year as new people come in. Hi, David, go ahead.
Hey, I just have one question, which is it worthwhile to consider the possibility of archiving old lists as opposed to clearing them and throwing them out and archiving them with the dates that they were active? That's all. Thank you.
I am not 100% sure, because again, we're working with MailChimp. I know you can archive subscribers, their information, but I don't know whether you can archive the whole list. I mean, I suppose you could, you know, just put the PDF on the website and it will remain inside our website. So good question though. I'll go back to Jim.
Yeah, just to David's point, I would think that, you know, if we can make a PDF, we can file away a PDF.
Yeah, like I say, we have PDFs. I mean, unless the web person goes in and specifically clears out all the old PDFs that we're not currently using, the PDFs of the old contact lists still exist inside the website. So
I would also add something about you know, we talked about this. I was talking to some other people about the idea of linking the availability of a contact list to the position being filled, a contact list supervisor or whatever. And that if there is no one in that position, we have no contact list.
There's a thought. Also brings up the question, this historically has been the purview of the communications secretary, has been the person who created the list. Do we need a separate person who is just contact list coordinator? So Cody, I'm just raising that question and then we'll go to you.
That was going to be my question. I was going to ask, how has that position been fulfilled in the past?
Yeah, it's like I say, the communications secretary had been doing that, but it's become so giant that it is really cumbersome to ask somebody to both write newsletters and post things on the website that are new information, and every 2 months do the grueling work of making a contact list for us. Okay, back to you, Jim.
Yeah, and before Chelsea might have to fly, I'm wondering if Chelsea, would you be able to find some information about the WhatsApp world, like how that works? You said a lot of it's kind of automated. I wonder too, do you make your own, do you name yourself? Like how, or does someone, yeah, how does the naming go? And if, can it sustain a list of like 1,000 people?
Go ahead.
Great question. Is it okay for me to come in, Wendy?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I am a trusted servant also for Spiritual Gangsters, and we have nine because that's how big that community is. It's SG. It's another 12 step. We use the big book for all addictions, all afflictions. So the max I think in each is like 400. So we might need two or three, which is fine. They could just be ACA SMNR 1, ACA SMR 2, ACA SMR 3, right? Whatever. I mean, that's, you know, of course we'd vote on that. We'd pick names, whatever that would look like, group conscience. So it's no governing. And what happens is, like, so say I create the group, and then say in each group we want to have 5 or 6 or 10 admins. I don't even know how many we'd want to have. That's another thing we take to the group conscience. And then if I create it, I just admin any trusted servant that needs to be adminned. And then people literally just join on their own. And what we have is almost like, I mean, like an ACA Bill of Rights or whatever, or guidelines. It's posted in the description. And if anybody doesn't adhere to those guidelines, they're just removed and they can't rejoin once they've been removed. So like it's so fully self-supporting, but it's also such a really great way to talk, trust, and feel, and not like it's just not difficult to use. You just get on, you type whatever the name is. And I know you're on one WhatsApp, but so anyway, I don't need to like explain to you. It's almost like group text, but when you have the guidelines, it's like, these are the guidelines. You are like, by joining this group, you are accepting that you are going to adhere to whatever guidelines we decide, right? Whatever that looks like for us. And if people don't, then it's like remove, and then it's just, we move on with our lives and people can request outreach. It's just, it's been a game changer for me in my recovery. So to answer your question though, we would probably need 3 or 4, and it's okay because I am an admin of another group and we have like 9 or 12, and you know, it's really great. It flows like a well-oiled machine. You know, we have like 10 admins or whatever we would want in each. And I mean, And they're private. Like, they don't have to be, you know, we can set them up to where somebody, like, we have to accept people to join, you know, or, I mean, it's, the sky's the limits. You can have however much security and protocol on them as you would like, and as little as you would like.
Cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. Yeah.
I guess.
Again, I think this sounds fantastic. And I think it's a separate issue from the contact list. So that's, I think it's
yes. Sorry. Yep.
No. It's good to bring this in because it's adjacent to the contact list for sure. Because one of the issues is that we want to make sure newcomers have a place where they feel like they can get some support. This could definitely be part of that. But I think it would be a separate motion to bring. That we'd like to have a WhatsApp. Right now, this particular motion, I think, has to be about what do we do about the contact list. So I'm going to go to Brigitte, and then I'm going to go to Rini, and then I'm going to see if we can sort of close in on an idea of what we want to say in a motion to the GC at large. So Brigitte, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, just a comment to the proposed WhatsApp group. As far as I know, you have to join in with the telephone number, and I don't know whether you can have like ACA telephone numbers as in the same way you can have an ACA email. So this is why I would refrain from being in such a group. But I don't know enough about the technical possibilities. Because I don't want to be like traceable. So how do you join this WhatsApp group? Is it by telephone number? Can you make an anonymous telephone number? If anybody knows, that would be interesting. Otherwise, we can just leave it until it is dealt with. Thank you.
Good question. Thank you, Brigitte. And Rini, go ahead.
Well, thanks for this meeting, Wendy. I'm going to stand far back from this and say I've always questioned the use of the contact list for two reasons. And one is that it's such a public document. And I've never really, when I was new, I came in and joined because that was the way people seemed to exchange numbers. But I think I understand that some people are shy and it's difficult to ask someone for a number. But it's part of building community. I mean, part of 12-step programs, the how we heal is in community. Last night, Claudia Black spoke. I don't know if people had a chance to hear it at all. It was great. I saw you were on it, Angela. What she emphasized at the end so much was community. I don't think we build community by contact lists. I think we build community by reaching out to someone and asking for their phone number. And the other thing I wanted to say is in ACA, it seems like this idea of sponsorship is downplayed and we talk about fellow travelers. And yet the contact list is predicated in a way on the idea of sponsorship. In AA, you don't ask to walk up to someone necessarily and say, will you be my sponsor? But you say, can we have some tea? Can we go for coffee? And you talk with someone before you jump into, will you be my sponsor? So that's going on. I actually like the idea of a WhatsApp group because it at least inspires some conversation. And I think in the chat rooms, if people want to put their numbers up in the chat, that would work fine. You know, if someone says, anyone want to reach out, or today's a hard day for me, I'd love to talk with somebody, and puts their number up there, they could do that. They could ask a specific person. I don't know. Those are it's kind of disparate points I've made, but it's overall I'm questioning the use of the contact, why we have a contact list, when it should be about more.
I really appreciate some of the points that you're bringing up, and I think again, maybe more information up front about why is a contact list useful, other ways that, you know, like, to instead of just like, here's our contact list, that whole page talks about how you engage with people in our group and what kind of, you know, to say, just hold a conversation with some people. So maybe rethinking the whole thing of contact. It's not just get this number, ask for a sponsor. It's how do we build relationships? So thank you, Rini, for that. Angela, go ahead, and then we're gonna sort of wrap it up a little bit, I think.
Thank you. I agree that reaching out to people individually through the chat is a really excellent way to build community. Having said that, though, I think the contact list gives newcomers another option to feel not alone. I know near the beginning of my entrance into this meeting, I looked at the contact list. Did I contact anybody from the contact list? No, because I didn't really have an occasion to contact them, but I felt less alone just going through the list and seeing names of people that I knew from the meeting helped me to feel connected. That might be just me, that might sound strange, but that was my experience. Thanks for letting me share that. I'll pass.
Thank you, Angela. I think it's actually a very important point. And I know early on, just the fact that there were so many people on that list who were willing to be on that list and willing to talk to people was a very powerful indicator that our group was very open to helping each other. So there's some great, 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 great suggestions today. And I really appreciate everybody being here. I'm going to try and articulate what I think emotion might be. And it would be something like, we move that the current contact list be taken down and a new contact list be formed, and that there will be a new contact list every year created, and that people will have to sign on each year. Additionally, there will be more information on how to make contact with other members, and let's see, what else? And on anonymity, personal anonymity, how to create a new email that's used only for this contact list. Does that sort of sound like something at least people could start to comment on and say yay or nay to? Is it enough to get started with? And that still doesn't talk too much about who's going to do it, but at least it gives us a starting point. And maybe we put in, if there's no administrator, there's no contact list. So sign up for service. Anybody got wild feelings of inappropriateness for what I just said? Or
you know, I think what you said sounds reasonable. Oh, sorry.
It's you know, we're going to take comments for 2 weeks, so we might like three. Oh, we take comments for 3 weeks. Sorry, and then we vote for 2 weeks. So in those comments, in the 3 weeks of comments, we might get something that's strong enough that we say, like, okay, we're amending this motion to say this. Now we're voting on it. Is that appropriate, Jim, to take the comments and change the motion?
You can call on Cody, and then I'll respond.
Okay, great. Cody, go ahead.
I liked the time specificity of September, so that there's a time
Okay, great. And Jim?
Do we want to hammer it out in the chat?
Okay.
Are we sticking to, like, we're going to close this in 3 minutes?
No, if you guys are amenable, we can. Does anybody want to make a motion to extend for, what do you think, 15 minutes? You think we can do it in 15?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I would suggest that the motion be to start a practice. We move that we start a practice of creating a new contact list annually in September. The details spelled out in the background below. And that's what they're voting on, an annual new list. And then in those details, we can put in, or it could be even details will, the details of the process will be developed from the comments. So this way we're creating a situation where we have a general, okay, annual contact list in September, and the details will come from the participation of those people who are commenting. And so that when we get to voting, they're voting on more than just the once a year thing. We, you know, people might say, yes, let's have a new position. Let's have it, you know, make sure we archive, you know, the last year's lists and you know, that sort of thing. So that's what I would suggest. I can put it in the chat.
I've just put something in the chat, but please feel free to cannibalize that and rewrite. Anyone, please, you know, go ahead, David.
This is not a strong preference, and Jim offered a stronger preference for it to start on September 1st. I prefer January 1st, that's all. Not a burning desire, just putting it out there for simplicity's sake.
Okay.
Wendy, could you clarify what the details of how the list is created and administered in the background, that means?
What I was hearing, Angela, from Jim, is that when we list this motion, and the motion would basically be to remove the old contact list and create a new practice, creating an annual contact list in some particular month, the details of how the list is created and administered would be in the background of the motion. We would say, here's why we're doing this motion. And then the details of how we're going to do it each year, we would take from the comments that people put on the motion itself. Is that my understanding, Jim, of what you were saying?
We kind of want to take a vote once. And typically we put a motion out, we're asking for comments so people think about it. Oh yeah, I like this idea. No, I don't like this idea. And then we vote on it, and we're voting on that same motion. But here we don't know all the details of the motion. Wow. And we want it to be based on what people are sharing, saying, hey, have you thought about this or that? So we want to be open to have the final motion not be identical to the motion that we're going to be putting out. Does that make sense? We want to be able to edit the motion between our first in the comment phase, based on the comments, Here's the final motion.
Yeah, go ahead, Cody.
And so that is, that means that everyone has access into the reasoning. When we began this meeting, Wendy, you put up a document that allowed me to understand what the history was. And so this, these words that say in the background, that is pointing us to the reasoning that this group went through to, is that accurate or not? It's letting people know what the thinking is behind this motion.
In all the motions that we post, there is an area for us to say why this motion is being brought, you know, what the history is of this particular thing. So that's always in a motion that we post. What we're saying is that all we know that we know for sure is that we're going to take down the old list completely and start a new list, and it's going to be a yearly process. That's the basic motion. We do not know yet exactly how it's going to be administered. What, you know, whether we still want fellow travelers and sponsors on that list, whether we don't know all the details of how the list is going to be done, or where we're going to post information on anonymity, or we need to put something out there for the general group so that we can start to receive comments back to have a better picture of what do people need in that contact list. How are we going to do it? So is that clear, or am I on the wrong track, everybody?
I am wondering about the words administered in the background developed from the comments as a, is that explicit enough?
Okay, I think you're right. That language needs to be, okay, this is the motion to remove the old contact list and create a new practice of an annual contact list yearly, something to that effect. Whether we say September or January, maybe people get to vote on when's the best time of year to start your new contact list. And then this details of how the list is created, I'm going to take that out completely. That's not going to be part of the motion. But in the background information, it will say, you know, here's why we're doing it. We want your comments about, you know, is once a year enough, or if we don't have an administrator, we can list all of these questions that people have brought in here today, and say, like, here's some of the issues that we are concerned with: anonymity, safety, ease of use, archiving old information. That can be in the body of the background and why we need to do this, and to say, your comments will influence how this is done when we create the new list. The motion is to get rid of the old list and create a yearly list. Keep it simple. Maybe? No? Yes? So that second paragraph details of how the list won't be in the motion itself. The motion will be get rid of the old list, create a new list once a year. Okay. Thank you, Lisa, for your service. And Rini, go ahead. And we're going to close shop soon. So go ahead, Rini. Rini, honey, you're muted still.
I love the idea that the details of the motion will be based on the response we get in the comments. I think that's a great idea. It feels like it's more full, inclusive kind of eventually we'll end up with an inclusive grant motion. So I think that's great. I would wonder if, and I'll just throw it out, if the first, before we ask them to comment on this, what's been written, is, do you see the necessity of a contact list, yes or no? If you say yes, please complete the bottom. I think that the whole thing we're doing is predicated on this notion that we need a contact list. And I would like to know if people think we need a contact list. So that's what I'm putting forth.
We have already asked that in the previous poll, and it was 50-50. So, you know.
I definitely would ask before I went into this motion. I would ask that question again and see where it is, if it's that close.
I don't think it can be in the motion. I think it will have to be, if you want a separate poll, once again.
No, I'm just saying before it goes into the motion, there's a question that says, do you see the necessity of a contact list? Yes or no? If your answer is yes, please respond to the following. I see it as part of this. It's not as a separate motion. It's simply, if you agree that contact list is necessary, please respond to the following. Such a close vote, 50-50, it just gives us more information. I think it just gives us more information about whether we have a contact list or not. I'm willing to concede this point, but it makes sense to me.
I'm seeing in my mind the form and how our motions have gone, and like trying to figure out how. So Jim, you've done more motions. Do you have a?
Yeah, I think Reenie has a strong point, and I think it could be worked into the background of the motion. So we could start off by saying, you know, if you believe that a contact list is not necessary, please put that in the comment. And if we start to get all these people saying, no, let's not even have it, let's, you know, then that starts to, and they can always, the motion would be, I kind of reworded it, that we create a new contact list annually. If everyone's saying no, are we stuck with the old format? I don't know. Like, maybe it could be worked where they are, by if everyone's saying no, that means we don't have a contact list at all. You know, I think there could be. It could, the comments. I think we could open it up so that the voting generally is on. You know, it's after 3 weeks of comments, we have a vote, and it has been up until now. Here's the motion, yes or no. But we could add another, like, do we need a contact list?
That's what I wondered, if we put it in the vote itself. I mean, we can put in the motion, on the motion page.
Yeah.
That, you know, and the vote could say, first, do we need, so it would be in the vote itself. Yeah. Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I you know, this is we're creating this.
Yes, I know.
It kind of makes sense, rather than, you know, initially it was sort of like, here's the motion, yes or no, do you want to talk about it? If everyone says no, shall we talk about it? But now we're talking about it. So that, in other words, at that point, then you'd have to make a whole new motion and go through another 3 weeks of comments and 2 weeks of voting, you know, like, should we even have a contact list? So I like the idea of coupling the two questions in the single page of voting, and we can see how it works. I mean, I think those are the two things, a new system or no contact at all.
Contact. So, so the motion would still be to create a new contact list annually if the membership agrees that we need a contact list. And then the vote would spell out, you know, when you vote, you're going to first say whether you need a contact list.
Yeah, and ideally,
then we kill two birds with one stone, is what I'm thinking.
the motion should be like a sentence or two and really right. easily digested. And then there's a background. And right. right at the top of the background, we can say, notice, if you feel that we should not have a contact list, please mention that in your comment. And then we can go.
It will be in the vote. It will be the first part of the vote.
Well, I don't know if we even need to get to that, because at the vote time, like if everyone says, yes, we need a contact list. Yes, 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 yes. If it's really heavy on the, we want a contact list, I don't know why we would ask that again then.
I feel like if you're, you know, if you don't vote on it, it's not part of the contest, you know? So I think it has to be part of the vote, or it has to be a separate vote, or, but the problem with just throwing a vote out there, do we need a contact list, is there's a lot of background of why we do, and like people say, you know, lots of feelings about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move on to Birgit just to see what else we might.
I want to say that I think there's another problem with posing the question like this. Because if you say, do we need a contact list, people will automatically base their decision on the existing contact list, which I think really has some, I don't know how to say, flaws. So if it's to be useful, I mean, a contact list could also be a document that you can require by email, so it's not publicly accessible. So that would solve the whole anonymity problem. So the problem is not, the question is not only do I want a contact list, but what it should be like. And I think I understood it that there was a decision to like start afresh, because as it is now, if it's going to be helpful to look somebody up on the contact list in case you're too shy to ask, you must be sure that the person is still attending the meetings. And there's no, how do you call it? Like you can see which state people are from and different stuff, but there's nothing that says when they registered, and no guarantees that they're even still attending the meeting.
Right.
No?
Right.
Yeah. And the big advantage of the motion is that you start afresh every year. And I thought that was actually accepted. And I would love if we ask that there should there be any kind of contact list. And if you don't think so, please give us your arguments. Why not? Because that's actually quite decisive. Because I think the contact list in the current form is not serving its purpose, or it could be different and serving its purpose better.
Definitely. And I think that's part of why we're saying that, you know, exactly what will be on the list or how it will be administered, that will be worked out. But the question is, shall we do a yearly list or have some other way to do it? I'm just checking the...
I just added the word then.
Okay, great. All right, Rini, and then Jim, and then let's figure out what our next steps really are. Okay, Rini, go ahead.
I had made my suggestion or presented my thoughts based on the idea that we're not asking for a vote for what's going out, but rather we're feeling we're giving people an opportunity to be part of this conversation. And that's all, that's why we're not voting on whether there should be a list or not. I'm just saying people are going to fill out this document. Probably the only ones who will be the one. Most of the people who fill it out will be people who want the mailing list. So we really don't get a sense of whether people want it or not, because we haven't asked them before they fill out the mailing list. So I just suggest, my suggestion again was just, Do you want to continue the mailing list? Yes or no? And then they say no, and you say, great, you don't have to complete the rest of it. Or if you say yes, then complete the rest of this.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. And I also really like what Birgit just said about, are people saying yes to the mailing list in the form it is? Because I agree, it's not that useful. There are a lot of people who no longer come to the meeting on that list. So it will get cold if we do it yearly. But right now, people are voting on what they see, what they know. Yeah, I'll pass. Thanks.
Oops.
Yeah, two quick comments. First of all, no one's required to be on any list. It's an opt-in or opt-out. So if someone personally feels, you know, I don't think it's secure or whatever, they don't have to be on the contact list. Also, what Birgit was saying makes a lot of sense and is very, brings up a lot of questions. And that's exactly what we would find in the comment section. So that's going to start people thinking and talking and commenting and recommenting, you know, and that out of that, I think this is going to be a hot topic, and I think there'll be a lot of expression. And I think we might have to build in a week of review to kind of formulate, you know, whoever is interested to formulate a final policy around the contact list. Like, how is it going to work? You know, because there's a lot of ideas being generated, and what we're saying, what we're setting up is add your comments, and then those comments will be sifted through. We would need a group of people to say, yes, let's include this. No, this doesn't seem to work, or this is the same as that one. And, you know, so
maybe we call another meeting after the comments just to finalize the motion. It'll be a little different than the other motions that we have done, because there's more working parts here.
I'm fine with that. I mean, it brings us together.
And you know, it's been 6 months already since we've had a functioning contact list, so another month. All right. Jen, I think you're going to be the last comment for me, because I am just about fried now. So go ahead.
Okay. So really quick, I just am getting a little confused, because from my understanding of this conversation, it's already been voted on that we want a contact list or not. And the result was 50-50. Or was that just a poll?
It was just
a poll. Oh, okay. Okay. Got you. So, I'm just supporting that. Yeah, maybe it's a good idea to put that to vote, but also to clarify that the idea of a contact list, we're not voting specifically on the contact list as it exists now, just clarifying that, you know, it needs to be addressed or changed or modified. And I really enjoy the suggestion that the vote be formulated on the comments, like this is just the beginning of the proposal, and that it can develop, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot more ideas out there. That's it. Thank you very much for clarifying.
All right. I think, and I hope so. And what I'm going to do, I believe, is take, you know, the recording of this, and Jim, you and I can work on this together, and we'll try and hammer out an exact wording of what we're going to put up there. I'd sort of like to, you know, I'd like to have everybody see it before we put it up. But if do this, if you are interested in seeing and commenting on the language that we post, could you put your email in the chat to me directly, and I will make sure that whatever we come up with, you get a chance to see before it gets posted. Okay, so if you are interested in seeing a draft
of the motion, a draft of the motion,
draft of the motion, yeah, before it goes up online for other people to comment on, I'm totally happy to do that. Send it out in an email. So, okie dokie. You can send it to me directly if you don't want everybody to see your email. But please let me know, because I want everyone to feel like you're in the loop here. Thank you. I really want to thank everybody. I want to thank you for your ideas, your comments, your questions. It's just really been so great to, you know, to get some more input on this. And I'd like to close with the ACA Serenity Prayer. Taking a moment, gratitude for people who do all kinds of service for this group. This was service today. Prayer. Higher power. Grant me the
serenity. Accept the people I cannot change. Wisdom to keep coming back.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. Thanks for your service.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Jim, for helping. And
Wendy, did you grab those? Did you grab those addresses?
I'm going to save the chat.
Oh, good job.
So I will get those. And I am leaving. Is there a, I think, shall we close this?
Are
we
I think that I second that motion. And Wendy, it's always good to see your face.
Okay, you I think you're still recording, Wendy.
Oh, I need to quit recording? Okay, let's see. Stop recording.